This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good morning. We're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We are also brought to you by HomeServe Heating and Cooling of New York. Visit HomeServeNY.com. So let's get to the sounds of this overtime win for the Rangers as they advance and beat the Penguins in overtime.
Panarin controlling, feeds Fox. And Panarin goes in. He shoots. He scores. He scores.
Touch me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. First of all, I just want to say thank you to Jerry Recco for picking me up last week.
My pleasure, Jerry, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're awesome. Short notice.
Very nice.
And you didn't complain. You didn't say anything. You did your 5 o'clock show, and then you did 4 hours for us. I want to say thank you to you for that.
Very welcome.
And I also want to say thank you to our very good friend, Mikey Nichols.
Mm.
And I'll tell you why. Because after the Rangers lost game 4 and they went down 3-1, Mikey sends me a text and he goes, "Rangers in 7. And I said, "Mikey, calm, not the way they're playing, especially after the way they played in Pittsburgh the first couple games." And he goes, "Rangers in 7. And then as they won the next game to make it 3-2, Rangers in 7. Rangers in 7. And even last night before the game started. Now, Mikey was touching the money and I was trying not to buy into it. I was trying to stay away from it. My dopey nephew, Randy, he touched the money last night going into overtime, and they ended up winning. But Mikey Nichols never, ever gave up. So I want to say thank you to Mikey for making me feel much better last week.
And he went to the game last night. Mikey,
yeah,
was there.
Game.
Awesome. Yeah, he was there, which was awesome.
Hardcore fan, these Ranger fans. So 4-3, the final. Panarin, the game winner. Mika Zibanejad, the game-tying goal at 14:15 of the third. And Keandre Miller and Chris Kreider scored as well. And, of course, Igor Shesterkin with the 42 saves. So here was Panarin. Tough, physical game.
It was a really stressful game. There wasn't that much room on the ice. They're really pressing, and you know, one team's throwing it out of the zone, the other team's throwing it in the zone.
That's good. Here's Gerard Gallant talking about the Zibanejad game tying goal.
Yeah, he's been our best two-way player all year, and he finds a puck in the slot, and as we all know, he knows where that corner is in the top area.
And then, of course, there is Zibanejad. Some people call him Mike. Some people call him Mika. We just call him a goal scorer in this case. He was talking about his goalie, and that, of course, was Igor Shesterkin.
They're going to get chances, and we know who we have back there, and we trust him. And he's such a calm presence back there, and just gives us that confidence to go get the next one. Just need one, and he did that again today.
I'm sure you guys said it already. If not, first team in NHL playoff history with 3 straight comeback wins in elimination games in the same series, and their prize for that will be Carolina in the conference semifinals. Game 1 will be Wednesday night. The Flames moved on. They also played overtime with the Stars. Calgary comes up with the game winner.
Here's Lindholm to Gaudreau. Near quarter to Kachuk. Behind the net to Gaudreau. He locks in front and drops. Lindholm shoots it up. Makes the right shoulder save. Gaudreau.
Yeah, that was the game winner there. Calgary takes it in OT, 3-2. Johnny Gaudreau with the game-winning goal. And so for Dallas, they have a tough morning because their stars are out, but their Mavericks advance. We'll get to them in just a moment. So a split. It's funny. So we're sitting here talking about opening with the Rangers and what's going on there, and you're thinking about sports radio around the country.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's like in Phoenix right now.
Oh, my God.
Or coming up at 6 o'clock in Arizona time, what it will be like. You think about Dallas, it's kind of a split morning for them.
Oh,
Boston's
sure
on fire.
Thrilled, though, that the Mavericks
well,
are moving
Boston's
on you.
Well, Boston's split, too.
Yeah. But, right, well, true. But not yesterday. The Bruins didn't play yesterday. Like, you know, the like Dallas had two games yesterday.
Yeah, two seventh games.
Right. So, but we'll get to the basketball in just a moment. So that's the hockey story. In terms of baseball, the Yankees just keep rolling right along.
Now Ruiz out the belt. And the payoff. Swung on and hit in the air to right. That ball is high. That is far. It is gone. Joey Jack swung. He hits a two-run home run with two out in the ninth. The Yankees' second hit. A two-run blast. And the Yankees take a 5-1 lead. He is Pal Joey.
And he is John Sterling, who's having a blast. And rightly so, because these are 25-9. As they rarely lose. They took 3 out of 4 in Chicago, 5-1 the final yesterday. Two-run homer capped it. They also scored the 3 runs in the second inning on 2 bases-loaded walks and a wild pitch. Here's Aaron Boone. Not a lot of offense, but you know what? We won.
Well, as I tell you, it's a scoring competition, not a hitting competition. So we'll take 5 any day. You know, look, Kopech's hard to score against. He hasn't given up much all season.
But he was his own worst enemy in that second inning specifically. Here's Gallo. Yeah, not pretty, but we did score in other ways in that second, as we talked about.
You know, that was a big inning for us, and I think that's what's important about walks is, you know, they're not as valued, but, you know, they can start innings like that, and that was with 2 outs.
And when you've got Nestor Cortes on the mound doing his thing, he's now 2-1, 1.35 ERA. He allowed 1 run on 3 hits. He struck out 7. He said he had it working.
From the get-go, even in the bullpen, I felt, you know, like again, my fastball cutter were there. I thought the slider was pretty good today. Like I said, I think from the first pitch, I felt pretty good about it.
Yankees 18-3 in their last 21 games as they are rolling, and they can continue to roll tonight. Guess who they get to play?
The Baltimore Orioles.
Again, yes.
Yep.
So they,
hey, by the way, you know, we talked, I think, what was it, 2 weeks ago about this little stretch and what like they had to do. I think it went all the way until May 25th. And they are obviously on their way not only to doing that, eclipsing what we thought they needed to do. Like, I think it was 22 or 23 games. I think we said, like, they could be 16 or 7 or 17 and 6. That would be amazing. I think they're ahead of that pace.
They are. Yeah, they are. I mean, and they are incredible. This Nestor Cortes story is just, when you want to talk about coming out of nowhere. Now, yeah. I know last year he had a stretch where he was really good. But, I mean, he's their best pitcher. And he is someone that was just trying to hang on in the major leagues before he got to the Yankees. And now he's essentially their ace as we sit here today.
Hard to argue.
You know, the one thing about this team compared to the Mets, they can look out of it for 7 innings, and then all of a sudden you got these guys that can come up, and every single one of them in a lineup, maybe with the exception of the catcher, can jack one at any point in time. And when you have Judge and Stanton playing the way they're hitting, forget about playing and all that, hitting the way they're hitting, and then Rizzo hitting a key home run, and yesterday it was Gallo, could be Donaldson one day, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa has been, much to the difference of what I felt first thing he came in, he's been a great addition at shortstop, and even Gleyber Torres has had his games where, you know, he has been the man. So they have so many offensive players that they're never out of a game.
Pretty good. They're in Baltimore tonight. Luis Severino, the start. As for the Mets, you just alluded to it. Back and forth game. In the end, you had Seattle walking Francisco Lindor to get to Pete Alonso. It loaded the bases. Mets were down a run with 2 out in the ninth.
The runners go. The payoff pitch. Swung on, and does he hold on or not? Check swing. He went around strike 3. Yeah, look that way from up here. Alonso tried to hold his swing. They appealed to Chad Whitson at first, who makes the strikeout official. The Mariners have held on to beat the Mets.
And that was Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
88-7 the final score. Diego Castillo strikes out Alonso on a pitch down and away, a slider that got him. No question, did go around.
You know, the Polar Bears having a lot of trouble with men on base, especially runners in scoring position.
And that was a big spot, too, yesterday, for sure.
Oh, I mean, I always talk about big spots. You know, Aaron Hicks has had a few big spots where he's come up small. You know, I don't know about Francisco Lindor. He's not hitting great all of a sudden. I mean, yesterday, notwithstanding, this is, I would say with Tyler McGill going on the DL or the IL, whatever they call it now, And with the lack of, like, or the inconsistent hitting, I think the Mets are missing another. They need another bat.
They need a power bat. Yeah, is what they need. So, yeah. Yeah, someone who can hit home runs. I mean, there's no doubt about it, because you don't, even though he hit one yesterday and it was a rocket, but Lindor is not giving you that type of power that you expected when you acquired him. So, yeah, I mean, I would think, obviously, bullpen and power bat at the trade deadline for the Mets when that comes around.
Get it going now. I mean,
at some point before the trade deadline.
I don't want to complain too much about it,
mm-hmm.
but you have now Trevor May moved to the 60-day DL. You have, 15-day DL or IL for Tyler McGill. You have a rotating door of pitchers in the bullpen, starting lineup, starting pitchers. I mean, they're in first place. I don't want to take anything away from them, but, man, this is their first series that they've lost now, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was. Yeah, there's some adversity, and this was an annoying one, too, and you had people, talking trash, Paul Winker Sewald. And then Paul Sewald, of all people, who was ripping the Mets. It was just a stupid series. Didn't like it at all. Time to move on, beat the Cardinals.
And you saw the timing Friday with Kelnick being moved to AAA.
Yeah, right, of course. So we talked about that for a good 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden they just sent him down. Yeah, it was great.
Julio Rodriguez, 4-for-4 with the game-tying home run for Seattle. The Mets now 23-13. They play the Cardinals tonight. You got Trevor Williams and Miles Michaelis going there. All right, to the NBA playoffs. Mavericks, Suns. Phoenix, the best team in the league by far this year. They were amazing. This series, they weren't. They had Game 7 in their own building, and listen to this.
Ball deflected by Biombo, picked up by Crowder, Booker behind his back, and Finney Smith just took it right away from him. Here comes Brunson, left elbow, to the trailing Finney Smith, left wing, cross-court Bullock, catch and shoot, right corner, three is good. The first points of the game for Reggie Bullock, the 13th three for the Mavericks. They're up 75-34.
Wasn't Reggie Bullock with the Knicks?
Last year.
Luka Doncic is unreal.
Yes, he is.
I mean, how do you get down by 40 in your building in an elimination game when you had the best record in the sport?
They got wiped off the floor last night in their own building. 123-90 was the final score. Doncic, 35 points, 10 rebounds, and Spencer Dinwiddie had 30 off the bench. He was 11 of 15 shooting.
I'll tell you, when Spencer Dinwiddie was with the Nets, they had this thing that was called Nets culture.
I love Spencer Dinwiddie.
They were rebuilding. They were coming out of the bad trades with Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and all the nonsense going over there at the Barclays Center. And the Nets actually started to build what I would call Nets culture. And one of the funniest things I heard last week is when Sean Marks was talking about net culture. And I'm like, net culture? What is net culture? Pay guys not to play and not to show up? Who think they're martyrs? Well, are you kidding me? Is that what the net culture is? Holy, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I know the Knicks culture sucks, but the Nets culture has been brutal.
Yeah, I will say, though, that Sean Marks was, for the first time, I think, ever, pretty critical of Kyrie Irving and what was going on with the team. It's not
Have
like
you
he
heard
was...
Kyrie Irving's statements over the last... I could not believe... what he thinks of himself and how he looks at himself and how he can look in the camera.
What do you mean you can't believe it? Of course you can believe
that. Well, I mean, like, he looks at the camera, we got to work hard for next year now and, the future. I want my big contract extension so I could knife you guys in the back 15 other times over the next 5 years. There's no way. There's just... I mean, they got to get rid of him, is what they got to do.
There was Sean Marks on culture.
The culture is always going to change and tweak as to who comes in here. Did we take a step back? Without a doubt. Without a doubt, the culture isn't what it quite was.
And see? He agrees with me.
He's agreeing with me. Well, he's the guy that's making the decisions about the culture.
That is very true. You're right.
And, I know it's all about entertainment and getting the big names and trying to win and all that other stuff. You got to get people that care. James Harden doesn't care. Jimmy Butler cares. Kyrie Irving doesn't care. Marcus Smart cares.
Yeah.
I mean, you see they have,
I think Sean Marks, you really got to listen to everything he said, because he was basically saying that. He's like, we need guys who are more committed. Like, there's more of this nonsense.
You know what? They needed to do that. They needed to do that not 3 years into this mess.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to do that 1 year into this mess. Mm-hmm. And, to bring in James Harden and then, pay guys for not playing. And
Boomer's back.
The other thing, too, is The other thing, too, is, you know, Ben Simmons, or back injury, okay, fine, you feel great and all that other stuff. But take a shot at the 76ers. I mean, you know, liking a tweet that is, you know, just basically blasting Harden and the 76ers and all this other stuff. You should just, you know, go away, get your back fixed, and come back motivated this coming season. And then they need to get rid of Kyrie Irving. God almighty. But I hope they keep him surgery. Because it just it gives us so much freedom to talk about all the nonsense. God,
man. Good morning.
Yeah, Boomer's greatest hits brought to you by.
I'm sorry, guy. I don't know. It's just, I mean, when you see guys like, honestly, that was a football game between Milwaukee and Boston yesterday, and the Boston Celtics turned into the Boston Bruins, and they were not going to lose on their home court. And I don't care what anybody said. They were just not going to lose.
Blew out the Bucks in the second half. They wind up winning 109-81, so they advanced to the Eastern Finals. I'll give you one from Giannis, just basically saying he was exhausted at the end of this.
Legs heavy, body heavy, mind heavy, everything was heavy.
Everything was heavy. Yep, and so they're out. Goodbye. Get out. Game one tomorrow night, Boston and Miami, and in the West, you will have Dallas and Golden State. Game one of that series will be on Wednesday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.